There are some clinicians who belong to a big group of hospitals who came forward to me and Dr. McCullough silently that they were seeking whistleblower protection, and we went to Senator Johnson, and Senator Johnson was receptive to bring them in to have a private conversation. So right now they're still negotiating amongst themselves, these clinicians, because they're scared for their practice, they're scared for their lives, they're scared for their families and their careers.
All animals are equal.
In the hospital group that they belong to, and these were frontline, one was emergency room, one was the head surgeon, etc. They refused to take the shot when it was mandated, when it first was ruled out. And the way it was explained to us is they wanted to come clean and blow the whistle, because they said that the CEO of the hospital, when they said, because the policy was, if you did not take the shot, just like for nurses, you would be laid off and let go.
All animals are equal.
And the CEOs of the hospitals involved, and this is a large group, told them that they would issue them a vaccine card, so they did not have to take the shot.
Read it to me.
All animals are equal, but some animals are more equal than others.
More equal than others?
All animals are equal, but some animals are more equal than others.
More equal than others?
So they did not have to take the shot. And this is a very serious, what I just said is very serious, because we did go to Senator Johnson, and we are in discussions with him. And right now he's waiting on them to come back forward, because every time we agree to a meet, they step back out of fear. But the bottom line is, what they said was they were offered vaccine cards as if they took the shot, so that the hospitals did not have to lay them off, because they were explained they were too valuable. So that's what has been happening, and that's what we know. And it's happened to in Canada, so it's probably very widespread. And I wouldn't be surprised if none of those people you have ever seen taken one of those shots live on television have actually taken it. There's nothing in the government in these situations, I believe. The thing about it is that why these physicians and stuff are coming forward is because they are saying that you know, when that was offered to them, that would be such a clean, simple situation, and they just continue on working and no one would know. But then these are, from talking to them and meeting in person, these are God-fearing individuals. They said, you know, they love the country, and they love right and wrong. And they said, we can't do that. We cannot do that. So we have refused the vaccine cards. And we've made a decision now that we're going to come forward and tell our story. So that is something that will likely be a major, major news story shortly. Because we are having this discussion right now, because it was very shocking. And these people are willing to come forward.
There will be no more meetings, no more endless debates. From now on, a special committee of pigs will decide all aspects of the farm.
And now for other news.
Read it to me.
All animals are equal, but some animals are more equal than others.
More equal than others?
Good night.